from somewhere in the hinterlands of Toronto. She's in an anti-angry, ugly woman feminist bunker with her Patriarchy is Dope t-shirt. Did you put the Patriarchy is Dope t-shirt in there? Stephanie Nicholas. Hey, Steph, how are you?
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
It's going well. So do you really have the Patriarchy is Dope t-shirt?
I am physically wearing it right now. Yes, I really love it. I'm pretty excited about it.
I have to ask, because you put a picture on Twitter. One mistake and we'll kill you. With you modeling the Patriarchy is Dope. Did you, like, have this stuffed in a drawer in your dresser and you just remembered that you had it?
No, I actually, a friend of mine had seen me tweet that and made a t-shirt out of it and had it sent to my house without telling me. So I was very excited about that. I haven't worn it in public yet. I think it might be good, you know, social experiment. See the kind of looks I get with that one.
Well, I think that we could easily make a Patriarchy is Dope t-shirt for any women that want one. We could put it in the Founders Trading Post at MikeChurch.com.
I love it. Oh, that would make Twitter very mad.
Now, when Matt asked you to write this, or when you pitched Matt on writing this, you probably had no idea of the maelstrom this was going to cause.
At the beginning, I was just kind of thinking that it might go over okay. And, you know, Catholic Family News online, you know, we don't always get the crazy drama that tends to follow everything that 1 Peter 5 posts, right? So I was like, oh, maybe it'll just slip through. But by the time I finished it, I was like, you know, people kept asking me these very, like the tough questions on modesty, like, so you're saying you think pants are wrong, or, oh, how do you exercise? How do you do these things? So I knew as soon as I answered them in article form, yeah, I wasn't sure that I'd get off scot-free, and of course I didn't.
How do you answer the question, well, how do I exercise if I can't wear yoga pants?
Well, I don't know if it's yoga pants even that these people are. I think, like with so many things, I think we are so cut off from our tradition that, you know, our modern age and so many modern things that we do are just completely cut off from our history. And it's just unthinkable to people that women actually used to do a heck of a lot in the skirt. You know, like this idea that, you know, women prior to, you know, 1910 were just sitting around in their houses and doing embroidery is ridiculous. I mean, think about what they're doing. Like, that's not what it was ever, you know? So I just, my 4-year-old son just completed his first 10K hike 2 days ago, and I did it in a skirt. I'm an avid hiker. I'm always outside, and I do it in a skirt. It's really not that hard, and in a lot of ways, it's actually more comfortable. It's nice and cool in the summer, and you get to be a bit of a weirdo when people see you out hiking in a long skirt.
Well, you know, somebody, Ms. Ann Felton, makes the point in the chat room, and you make this in the article. By the by, you can still read this at CatholicFamilyNews.com.
Yep.
Makes the point that it's not all right. People, there's a couple things about dressing with dignity, and Colleen Hammond points this out in her book, Dressing with Dignity. It's not just about, well, you know, you have to have the dress. It's got to be cut here. The dress has to do this and that and the other. The point of the modest, or the point of the modest dressing, is to cover or to mask the female form, which is so very distinctive from the male form. And of course, God programmed it into our biology, and after the fall, into our built-in or instinctive concupiscence that we are all saddled with. That the female form, different from the males, and the male knows when he sees the female form, oh, fertile, oh, baby carrier. Now, I'm not trying to be a male chauvinist pig. I'm not trying to be a dope patriarch. I'm just telling you what most of you already know, or all of you already know, and it is that biology, God bless it, works. So the goal of dressing modestly is to remove as much of that temptation from men, and don't be a partner or don't be a contributor to in any way, shape, or form to their sin. And you point that out in the article. I think that's the main point that these chicks aren't getting.